From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Despite all the recalls over the last several months, there are still plenty of toxic toys on the shelves of stores. A coalition of consumer and health organizations has been testing the safety of products for children. They've found lead and other poisonous materials in a lot of products. And if you're thinking, well, maybe a video game this year, there's another study warning about them. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us. Bob, first let's talk about the tainted toys. What kind of harmful things did the testing turn up? And I presume all these toys are from China because almost all toys are these days.
Well, apparently a lot of them are. They found everything from lead to mercury and cadmium and even arsenic in these toys. In fact, many of the 1,200 children's products they tested had lead levels that were way above the federal recall standard that's used for lead paint. More than 200 items had unsafe lead levels. The highest concentration of those were in kids' jewelry. More than a third of the pieces of jewelry that were tested had high levels of lead. This survey was conducted by the Michigan-based Ecology Center, along with the National Center for Health and Justice, and groups in eight other states as well. One of the striking findings was that 20% of those toys and other children's products that were tested had no trace of lead or other kinds of harmful substances. Get that now. 20% had no trace. So you can figure out how many tainted toys are out there. To be exact, the groups tested 12,068 items, and out of those, just 23 were among the millions of toys that were recalled this year.
So how can parents find out what toys are on the warning list?
Well, the results of this survey are being posted on a website today. It's healthytoys.org. You can type in the name of the toy that you want to know about, and it'll pop up the information.
Okay, what about this report on video games?
Yeah, a group called the National Institute on Media and Family presented its video game report card at a news conference in Washington. It complained there's a growing complacency among the gaming industry, game retailers, and even parents about the video game ratings that are out there. Dana Marco is director of youth research at Harris Interactive. She told the news conference there are tools out there for parents to check what their kids are buying and playing, but they're not being used.
Only one-third of parents, 34%, use video game ratings most of the time when deciding whether their child may get or play a video game.
The group is complaining that fewer retailers are participating in efforts to educate their customers and employers about video game ratings. For its part, the industry is defending the effectiveness of its ratings program. It says that there's enough out there for parents to use to steer clear of any video games they don't want their kids to play.
Bob, thank you for good advice today. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.